You're now listening to the Belief and Hustle podcast presented by Average is Failure. This is a podcast at the intersection of faith, work, and culture. I'm your host, Vaughn Edmead, aka Coach Vaughn. Now let's get it. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Belief and Hustle podcast. For those of you who might be listening in the evening, again, welcome to you as well, to another episode of the Belief and Hustle podcast by Average is Failure and myself, yours truly, Vaughn Edmead, a.k.a. Coach Vaughn. And we're going to talk about something that I hadn't planned on talking about today. And first and foremost, I want to dedicate this episode to the memory of a former colleague named Nicole Philpott Green. I wanted to dedicate this episode to her memory. I got some news 2 days ago from another former colleague that Nicole had passed suddenly in a car accident on 2 days prior to that, so 4 days ago now, and it shocked me. I'd say I've been slightly thrown off this week, especially this week being this is Christmas Eve as I'm recording this. Tomorrow will be Christmas, and the thing is, it's not just Christmas Eve and Christmas in just any year, right? This is Christmas Eve and Christmas of 2020. And, we were just getting so close to getting to 2021. And to hear that news really shocked me. I followed her on Instagram, but it's not like she and I were close or anything like that. But when I first moved to DC and was looking for a job and finally found one, she was, I think, the first person that really helped me to get settled in and that I made a connection with at the job. So I would credit her with a large portion of, why I was able to have some success at that particular place of employment that I was at the time. And so, And watch this. When we talk about Average is Failure, and Average is Failure is all about, not living your life with mediocrity. This was an individual who, if you looked on her Instagram, she's regularly traveling the world. She had positioned herself professionally to be able to do so. She started her own brunch brand. She considered herself the brunch goddess. So she was out there living her life, making the most of it, and taking the best steps that she could to live a life of fulfillment, to live a life of meaning, and to live a life that where she connected with other individuals. And so I think partially because she seemed so alive, and in my mind, it's hard to fathom that she is no longer here with us, because my mind is trying to wrestle with the fact that she is so active and alive, and yet now she is no longer with us. So I wanted to dedicate this episode to her, and I really wanted to talk, when we talk about belief and hustle, one of the main skills that we're required to have for those of us who are working on building a project of some sort, it doesn't have to be a business project. It could be a musical project. Sometimes it could be any type of creative project. It could be building a building. You run into things that you weren't expecting to run into per se. And so because of that, you have to be able to make the adjustments. And so this week, because of that news, I said that there was no way that I could do an episode and not address that. And I want you to pay attention. There are a couple of things at work here. You know, there's this idea, there's this reality of death. Okay. But then there's this reality that we are in 2020, where I have gotten and seen more news in Western America, okay, specifically the United States, specifically amongst people that I know. I have seen more news in my social media feed about death than at any other year, than more than any other year that I can remember or recall, okay? And so this year, 2020, has been, you already know if you've been living in 2020 in the Western world, okay? Because I think sometimes we forget that in some Eastern cultures, they've experienced things like this before. They've dealt with large-scale death probably a little bit more frequently than we have, you know? And so I want to pay attention to that, because sometimes we forget about the challenges in other parts of the world. But for us here in the West, you know, this has been quite the challenging year. We don't like to sit still. We've been forced to sit still. And I think we could all deal with sitting still. But I think the thing that's hit us to the core is the amount of death that we have just had to wrestle with. And wrestling with death during the Christmas holiday especially is, I know that that's a challenge for a lot of people. And so I would imagine that Christmas 2020, dealing with death, is even more challenging. And I think that there's something that we need to wrestle with as far as, you know, well, what implications does the Christmas holiday have as it pertains to death? Like, how do we deal with those? And I'm bringing this up because in the Christmas holiday, what it has become, even amongst Christians, okay? I don't know why my voice is doing this weird thing right now, but just bear with me, okay? With the Christmas holiday, even amongst just Christians, we tend to turn it into, maybe even if we don't turn it into a consumeristic holiday, you know, like the rest of the world, we still tend to only approach Christmas as an inspirational, motivational period of time and event, which I do believe that it should be motivational. I do believe that it should be inspirational. But we turn it into that, and we turn it into something that merely inspires people to do good work. And I want to challenge us to be reminded that the essence and the significance of Christmas goes way beyond simply an inspiration to do good works. As a matter of fact, if Christmas is going to have any real meaning for us, it must mean more than, and it necessitates that it means more than just a motivation to do a few good works during a small season in during the year. It has to mean more than that. Why? Because while it means these things for us today in the Western world, biblically speaking, the meaning of Christmas was way more impactful than just that. Okay? And of course, they didn't have the word Christmas in the Bible. As a matter of fact, when we talk about Christmas, we're talking about the birth of Jesus Christ, which likely didn't even happen during this period of time in the year. Okay, but when you talk about, when you go to the Gospels, and you know, guys like the three wise men are seeing are witnessing the arrival of this Christ, this newborn king. This Christ to them was, they saw him as these, as a savior. Okay. Matter of fact, if the story, I think I have the story correct, but if the story is correct, these people came from a land afar. They weren't part, they weren't the traditional Israelites, okay? Which means that even how the meaning of Christmas, even for them, was slightly different. See, when you look at Israel, okay, looked at Christmas from the perspective, and they had approached the awaiting of this anointed one, and they only saw this awaiting of an anointed one as being a deliverer from the Roman oppression that they were experiencing at that time. Okay. And what I just want to remind us of is that it's Christmas for those who were properly aware of the birth of this newborn king at that time, for those who were really paying attention, this king was not here simply to free them from the oppression of Rome. But what this king was put on this earth to do was to free them and to free all of humanity, especially from one oppressor that oppresses us all. And that oppressor, the ultimate oppressor, is this thing called death. Not only does it say, you know, when you read your word, but eventually, not only would this king rescue us, would this baby boy rescue us from the oppression of death, but that he would eventually lead death captive into death itself, that death would die. And so the challenge of Christmas and the reality of Christmas, which I think that I don't want us to miss it, especially in the year 2020, especially when many of us have seen and witnessed more death close to home, more than usual, especially when we think about all the social justice issues that have risen up. What I want us to recall about Christmas is that if Christmas ultimately is going to have real meaning, then it must have meaning for all of the death that we have seen, not only this year, but the implications of death throughout time. And so Christmas ultimately, y'all, and understood in its proper context, is it was a foreshadowing. It was a hope that God would one day deal with the challenge that plagues us all. God would one day and has put in a solution that will come into full manifestation one day, where those who we are no longer able to engage with and interact with and see, that one day the Lord would open up that possibility for us to do so again. It's the hope that one day, while we hope to live an abundant life down here, even if we should not be able to live one down here, that one day, because we all have to pass away at some point as well, right? You know, but the Christmas hope is more than just the gifts that are being given, but the Christmas hope is that even if we should lose our lives here one day, that we would regain our lives one day when our Lord and Savior returns. And that is the hope of Christmas, that a way was made that this child that was born actually was born, you know, that he might die and lose his life, that the power of the resurrection, the power that resurrected him from the dead, would one day also resurrect us and give us life. No more a life plagued by sin and death, and no more a life plagued by illness or what have you, but a life fully renewed, fully restored, and life eternal. That is the hope of Christmas that I just don't want us to miss. And so, you know, while we might receive bad news, and nobody can escape bad news, you know, I hope that you would hold on to hope with regards to whatever news it is that you might receive. And this is ultimately why Average's Failure exists, because we will live our lives as best as we can down here. But my ultimate hope is that you would put your trust and hope not in your hustle, and not in the works that you're able to do, but in the work that the Lord has done, you know, to give us life. And what my hope is also that, yes, while I said that, you know, these gifts and stuff that we give to each other is ultimately not at the essence of Christmas, I hope that you would give, and not just give, but I hope that you would find reasons to give, but in response to the ultimate gift that was given to us. Continue to give, but keep in mind that ultimate gift that was given. That is why we give gifts, right? And I know that the Christmas holiday, yes, does have, you know, some will say it has pagan backgrounds. Absolutely, I get it. But that doesn't mean that you can't recognize the ultimate gift that was given, that we celebrate on Christmas, and then use that as your motivator, use that as the foundation, use that as the reason why you're willing to give to others, okay? I don't know if I have any other words on this subject, so I'm going to wrap this podcast up right here. I hope that it was helpful to somebody, even if you have been lucky enough not to have to hear, you know, bad news about death this year, you know, that hits close to home. You know, my hope is that you at least are able to recognize how lucky you are if you didn't hear that news, and still recognize that there must be my hope is that you would, wow, the thought left my mind and I don't know if I'm going to get it back, but ultimately my hope, y'all, is simply that you would remember what Christmas ultimately is about. Remember that we are not we are not invincible, and remember that we are in need of a savior, and we do have that savior in Jesus Christ. Put your hope and your trust in him. I'll leave it at that. Again, I dedicate this to the memory of Nicole Green Philpott. Average is failure, y'all. Avoid mediocrity at all costs. Live this life to the fullest, but put your trust in the one who is able to give you eternal life. That's it for me. I'm out of here. Peace. As always, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Belief and Hustle. Remember, average is failure. Don't just pursue the dream, become the dream.